Hello, Sawubona, Dumela. My name is Steve Stabs, Africa's pro biohacker, and I'm here to serve you by inspiring and empowering you to a life of thriving, helping you optimize your mind, body, soul, and spirit in order for you to glorify God by living out the good works that God has prepared for you in advance. And for you to live out your unique calling, you need a healthy, strong, and resilient body, together with a soul that is well. And my goodness, has this pandemic so emphasized how important our health is. Today I'm starting a series on fasting. Yep, going without food, water, or without certain foods or certain liquids for a period of time, for a specific reason. I'll be covering these topics over the next few sessions. Firstly, is fasting a biblical injunction for us to follow? Secondly, physical, mental, and emotional fasting. Thirdly, how do we fast? What are the different types of fasting? Here's my story. For many years, I didn't appreciate the value of fasting within my kingdom community. I fasted once a year with my church for 3 days, and I decided the type of fast that I would follow. Looking back, the church meetings during the fasting times were, I believe, filled with more expectation and with more faith. But surprisingly, the fasting practice did not translate into the rest of my life. Now, why is the question? Why did it not become a regular practice? Things started changing about 5 years ago when I received this revelation. Fasting is not starvation. Food fasting is the purposeful act of going without food even when food is freely available. Starvation is an involuntary situation where food is not freely available, and they are totally different scenarios. We are called as the people of God to fast. A purposeful and deliberate act of fasting. The story I believed was that I needed to eat 3 meals a day and sometimes 6 small meals a day to be healthy. Maybe that started when I was in medical school 25 years ago. But the meme continued to, you cannot go without food for too long without being unhealthy. But I don't believe that anymore. In fact, I quite believe the opposite. Going without food is so healthy for your body. It's the interplay and balance between eating and not eating that is crucially important. It causes a little stress on the body fasting. This stress is called hormesis. Hormesis is simply summarized as what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. The caveat to this is that if you have a current medical condition, fasting can be unhelpful to your situation. Please work with your medical professional before starting a fasting practice. So back to my revelation. Fasting is not starvation. This was the start of my thinking and belief around fasting that led to a lifestyle change. I always had a good biblical understanding of the meta-narrative of the people of God and fasting. In Luke 4:1, it says, Jesus, full of Holy Spirit, was led by Holy Spirit into the wilderness. He fasted there for 40 days. And then by Luke 4:14, Jesus returned in the power of Holy Spirit. So from the biblical text, we have many examples of fasting and the results of fasting in the Bible. It can be used where the motivation is mainly spiritual. This time is very specific, dedicated to God for a specific reason, to consecrate yourself to God. Time in fellowship, time in prayer, time in the Word, with limited distractions, like food. Or to hear God specifically for the next season in your life. I believe the act of not eating or drinking reminds you of your time of spiritual dedication. It focuses you. It helps you transcend out of the world that we are in, but not of. I can attest to becoming more spiritually discerning and having received many breakthroughs in my fasting practice. I believe God has given us His word on fasting for our benefit. He knows what is good for us. The motivation to fast is not performance-based, not to boast to others, nor to prove our sonship. That motive is a dead work. The motive is always out of love when we engage in spiritual practices. It's our heart of love for God, that we are committed to holiness, to sanctification. Oh God, how we love you. We fast to consecrate ourselves to you. Hopefully you have somewhat of a supernatural grid to work from. Your fasting practice is motivated by your love for God. There's so much more to unpack with regards to spiritual fasting, but we'll get there. What I would like you to take from this session is that fasting is from God for our well-being. So let's pray. Father, I glorify your name and exalt you. Thank you that I engage in spiritual practices like fasting because of my love for you and not to prove my sonship from a place of performance. I open my heart and mind to your word regarding fasting and thank you that Holy Spirit leads me in this lifestyle practice. Please remember, I would so love to hear from you. Seriously, I'm always in need of advice regarding how I can inspire and empower you in your health and performance. But most importantly, you can WhatsApp me at 064-871-0308. This is a private direct line. You can get me on Facebook at SteveStavsZA, Instagram SteveStavsZA, LinkedIn at SteveStavs, and we have a YouTube channel. Christos Anesti from Africa's pro biohacker, Steve Stavs.